western wilderness at the edge of town draw all kinds of supernaturals to the area. It's what had drawn me here. I'd always heard the best place to hide a leaf is in a forest. I was immediately on my guard. Wards aren't really my strong suit, so I didn't know what flavor of preternatural this giant was. But the gun didn't bode well. Nor did the way he looked at me like he recognized me, or the way he came over to the counter, moving with preternatural grace around the comic book displays. I gathered my power inside myself, preparing to send a bolt of pure energy into his chest if needed. I hadn't cast a real spell like that in years, but I figured I could get a single one off without knocking myself unconscious with the effort. Probably. "Can I help you?" I asked, glad the counter was between us, even if the glass case full of dice and card boxes would be little more than a stutter step to clear for a shifter.
"Who are you?"
he said. His voice was deep, with a slight accent. Russian, maybe. His eyes were the blue of glacier ice, and his expression about as welcoming. "Jade Crow," I said, teeth grinding with the effort of speaking and keeping control of my magic. "Who are you?" "Hi, handsome," Harper said, climbing out of the overstuffed chair next to me that she'd been gaming in. She snapped her laptop shut and gave the newcomer a dazzling smile. She was angular and punky, with spiky brown hair and a way of making men forget what they were going to say when she smiled. Then she stopped smiling and her eyes got huge, focusing in on the silver feather he wore strung around his neck. "Oh, shit, Justice, forgive me." And she bowed her head like she was addressing some kind of royalty. "Justice? Like one of the shifter peacekeepers, right?" I said, my voice shaking a little with the effort of holding onto my powers for this long without letting loose. "The fuck is going on?" I glanced at Harper and then back at the intruder, keeping my eyes on the feather talisman. Yeah, it was better to look at his neck. Or his chin. His lips were way too kissable. I shoved that thought away for later. Much, much later.
"I am Alexei Kirov, a justice of the Council of Nine. And you," he said, gesturing at me, "are a murderer."
"What?" Harper and I said at the same time. We shared a baffled glance. I hadn't killed anyone in my life, though not for lack of trying once, but still. Behind the justice and invisible at the moment to anyone but myself, my spirit wolf guardian stirred, rising up from where she'd been sleeping. Wolf didn't growl, though, just cocked her head and stared at Alexei, ready for trouble but clearly not expecting it quite yet. "I haven't killed anyone, ever." I let go of the magic inside me before I accidentally lost control and unleashed. Wiping the sweat from my forehead, I ran my shaky hands over my hair and tugged my waist-length ponytail over my shoulder. Alexei relaxed as a confused look came over his face.
"You tell the truth," he said. "But I saw you in a vision. The Nine sent me here. There are shifters in danger, and you were at the center, at the crossroads between their lives and their deaths."
I opened my mouth, closed it. A small chill went through me. The only way I could see shifters dying because of me was if he had found me. My psycho ex-mentor and lover. I started to mentally pray to the powers of the universe that that hadn't happened, or we were all in deep, deep shit. "Nobody is in danger that we know of," Harper said. Justice," she added, still trying to look respectful. What I knew of the Council of Nine was practically legend, the shifter version of gods. They had justices, powerful shifters appointed to keep the peace among shifter populations, and to keep the secret of shifter existence from most of the human world. They were judge, jury, and executioner all in one. Shifters didn't get up to much crime, but if they did, the sentence was almost always death. Pretty good deterrent, I suppose. "Besides, I'm not a shifter," I pointed out. "So you have no power over me."
"Unless you pose